fairly less than what it was paid for. Whether it's in Mexico or Guatemala. Okay, let's pray. God in heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for the mercy that you give to us in the middle of life and health. It's time to be together. We pray for the brothers, sisters, and other places. Thank you for Guatemala, India, so blessings to our new children, those who are trying to walk your way and your way.
Find some
fluids, water, documented water, including the way they lay out, and the way they lay out. Even in the north, there's no plants or animals or dust in the building because of their fluids and water. So, verse 23, man shall go out to work his labor until he may. O Lord, your work shall be magnified greatly. You made all things beautiful, the earth is filled with your creation. That is its great and spacious sea, 50 feet in the middle of the number. The living things of it are both small and great. Whatever the ships pass through, there is its dragon who forms play there. All things wait upon you, that you may give them food in due season. When you give it to them, they shall gather it. When you open your hand, all things shall be filled with your goodness. But when you turn your face away, they shall be troubled. When you take away their breath, they shall die and turn again to their dust. You shall send forth your spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. God gives food, but then sometimes he takes it away. Sometimes things die. Sometimes like the desert, maybe it dries up, and all the animals are gathered around the watering hole, just waiting for rain. Maybe there's just a little bit of water left. And then they dig down into the mud, just trying. Just have enough water to survive. And then it rains. Well, maybe it doesn't rain to God. God chooses to let the animals die. Okay, verse 31. Let the glory of the Lord be forever. The Lord shall be glad in his words. He looks upon the earth and makes it tremble. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing to my God as long as I exist. May my will be pleasing to him, and I shall be glad in the Lord. May sinners cease from the earth, and the lawless so I can be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Okay.
Supposed to get an example of someone in the Bible who someone did something bad to them and they just let it in the Lord's hand, and then what God blessed them with, what God did to them. And when Isaac's servants dug a well, some bad herdsmen came and took it away, and they dug another well and the herdsmen took it away, and then Isaac's servants dug a third well, and then the herdsmen didn't take it away, and so then God blessed Isaac because he didn't fight back or anything like that.
I also got when Isaac, his servants dug a well, and some enemies came and said it was there, so he didn't make a fuss and let them have it, and that happened several more times. Finally, God let him have the last well, and he bless him in other ways too.
Elisha was walking to Bethlehem, and a whole bunch of children came out of the city and started mocking his bald head. And then two mother bears came out of the woods and tore 42 children. And the man was, he was a,
Joseph, and they threw him in a pit, and then Joseph
then they sold him, and then pretty many years later, Joseph was kind to them, and he didn't do anything back to them.
I had about one time David was gone to somebody, and he was traveling, and then he sent some men ahead, and so to see how this house was, and then they said the owner of the house didn't treat them very good, and then he was going to kill the owner of the house. His name was Nabal, and then Nabal's wife Abigail came and said that they should let it in the Lord's hands, and then he did, and then that night Nabal got drunk, and about 10 days later he died.
I got when Jacob went to work for Laban to get a wife, and then so he worked for 7 years, and then Laban gave him the one he didn't want. So he worked for 7 more years instead of harming Laban for it.
I read a story in a reader where there are two neighbors, and they're both farmers, and the one was Irvin and the other was Gabriel, and Irvin took Gabriel to court because Gabriel burnt down Irvin's house, and then the fire spread and burnt Gabriel's place too and half the village. After that, they finally became friends and rebuilt and chose again to be neighbors.
I thought about when people decided to take things into their own hands and crucify Jesus, but then he turned that around and overcame sin and death.
I thought about how that King Saul was waiting to go out to battle with the armies, and he was waiting for Samuel to come and offer a sacrifice and ask the Lord if that would be the right thing to do. And Samuel didn't come, so finally he just took it to himself and offered the sacrifice himself. And so then Samuel came, and the Lord took the kingdom away from King Saul.
In 2 Kingdoms and 3 Kingdoms, Joab was the captain of David's army. And then David put Amasa in his place, and Joab got mad and took it into his own hands and killed Amasa. And then so Joab ran away to the altar, and then King David sent Solomon sent Benaiah to kill him, and then he wouldn't come out, so he brought the word back to the king, and so the king, Solomon sent him again, and then so he killed him then.
I got about where King David was out in the desert. He sent some men to Nabal's land, and he sent the young men to go get some food for him and water, because they were real thirsty out in the desert. And Nabal wouldn't give them any water or food, so Nabal was going to go kill him. And Nabal's wife went out to David and took him a whole bunch of food and wine and stuff because she didn't want him to kill her husband. And she said, just let God take care of it. So David did. And a few days later, sometime, they all died.
I had where King Saul was waiting to go to war, and Samuel's coming to make a sacrifice, and he didn't come, so Saul made a sacrifice, and I think he lost the battle.
King Saul was trying to kill David. David had a chance to kill him twice, and he didn't. He just let God take care of him.
Were you supposed to do something on unrighteous judgment or something like that? I don't remember. Rob wasn't here, I guess, but thought of when Absalom, when he rose up against his father and tried to take his kingdom, and they went to, David was playing with a bunch of people, and they had a battle, and they told him not to kill Absalom, told him not to harm him. And some men did anyways, thinking that they'd be doing him a favor, and some of them ran to tell him the good news, and he wept and mourned for his son, asked God why he didn't just let him die instead of his son.
I kind of had a feel there about having an unrighteous judgment. I had when Moses, when God told us to talk to the rock, he didn't, and he hit the rock.
For the assignment for next week, tell about one time when the enemies of God made plans against God's people, and then tell about how God delivered them. Or how God defeated the plans of God.